USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The now-collapsed bridge in Pennsylvania had been given an overall condition rating of poor. That's according to the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. The bridge had been built back in 1970, and during its last inspection in September, both its deck condition and superstructure condition were rated poor. According to the American Road and Transportation Builders Association, Pennsylvania ranks number 5 in the United States for its percentage of structurally deficient bridges. Much of the East Coast under a state of emergency for a fierce winter storm. Blizzard warnings issued from Maine to Washington, D.C., New York City could see up to a foot of snow. Nearly 4,000 flights scheduled for within, into, or out of the United States on Saturday have already been canceled. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Inflation is continuing to affect your pocketbook.
Inflation continues to rise. The Commerce Department reported Friday consumer prices rose 5.8% in December compared to 1 year earlier. The government is blaming supply chain disruptions, product shortages, and a tight labor market. It should be noted the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the one the Federal Reserve watches closely, does not include food and energy prices. It rose to 5.7% in November. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania court is striking down the state's mail voting law, saying voters must amend the Constitution to make it legal. A judge ruled voters must approve an amendment to be part of Pennsylvania's Constitution to make the law official. The judge said mail-in voting has been used 4 times in the state's history, and an amendment was likely to be approved if put before voters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inveterate CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
After the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, the Capitol Police's intelligence unit started scrutinizing the backgrounds of people who meet with lawmakers. The intelligence unit is examining the social media feeds of people who aren't suspected of crimes. Documents also saying that Capitol Hill police are running background checks on people with whom lawmakers plan to meet, including donors and associates. Republican Congressman from North Dakota, Kelly Armstrong, reminds everyone on Fox News.
I think it's important to recognize that they're doing this, and secret surveillance on American citizens without probable cause is never okay. And it's surely not being done for security reasons. If it was being done for security reasons, they wouldn't be worried about casting us in a negative light, and they'd be coordinating with our offices. So then the question becomes, why are they doing it? How much information are they keeping? Who are they giving this information to? And what is the real purpose of this program? And intend to find out.
A bill that would protect unborn children after 15 weeks of gestation received a hearing by a House panel in Florida on Thursday. HB 5 is modeled after the Mississippi law currently before the Supreme Court, and it has faced considerable opposition from Democrats and abortion groups and is more robust than other bills of its kind. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.